This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Green Bay man missing since last Wednesday was found dead in Ozaukee County yesterday. The body of 37-year-old Benjamin Berenson was located in a remote area north of Silver Beach Road in the town of Belgium. Ozaukee County officials say they made the discovery using drones and dogs. Berenson's vehicle was found in that area off 43 last Friday. The investigation into his death continues, with Ozaukee and Brown County officials collaborating on the case. It'll start to warm up, getting to 50 this weekend. Strong winds combined with light snow made for some brief whiteout conditions yesterday, but accumulation was minimal. Temperatures will rise through today and tomorrow, with highs near 50 on Sunday. It was a picture on Snapchat that led Kenosha police to arrest a high school student for having a gun on campus. A 16-year-old student at Indian Trail High School has been charged after a gun was found on campus following a Snapchat post showing the weapon. Police were alerted at around 10:30 Monday morning and initially failed to find the firearm during a search. Officials say it was hidden in a, quote, sensitive area. It was later found concealed on the student during a jail search. The teen faces charges of making terrorist threats, possession of a firearm on school property, and carrying a concealed weapon. Police say they're reviewing safety protocols. The cops won't get called on kids with phones in Maguanago schools. Village officials have scrapped a controversial plan to ticket high school students for cell phone use in classrooms. The proposal aimed to support the school's existing phone ban. It faced pushback from parents during a board meeting last night. Southeast Wisconsin welcomes the Christmas choo-choo this weekend. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train is making its return this week, bringing holiday cheer and live musical performances. There are two stops Saturday night in Racine County. On Sunday, Wauwatosa will see a performance from the train at 4:15, with events following that night in Heartland, Oconomowoc, and Watertown. There's more about the train and the food drive element at our website. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Shoot very well. Our passes were really late. Like, I didn't think we passed the ball well at all tonight. We had guys open, and then we passed it. You know, it felt like that the entire night.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you. And we saw that in the first game. And granted, that was some crazy elements that we were dealing with. So I think we're looking forward to getting a second opportunity and proving ourselves.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. If you're looking for a new binge watch gem, it's always good to check award nominations. In this case, the Independent Spirit Awards for the Best TV Show noms include, to no one's surprise, Shogun, which cleaned up at the Emmys earlier this year, the twisted and at times hard to watch Baby Reindeer, Atlantic Pictures and BET's Diara from Detroit, and FX's The English Teacher. The National Board of Review has selected Wicked as the best film of the year. Wicked director John M. Chu was also named Best Director by the NBR, and the organization gave a special award to Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande for their creative collaboration. Daniel Craig received the Best Actor Award for his role in the film Queer, and Nicole Kidman took home the Best Actress Award for Baby Girl. The National Board of Review will hold their celebratory event January 7th in New York City. Do you have an actor you like to watch, even if he or she is in a TV show or movie that isn't great? That's how I feel about Coleman Domingo. who is the star of the show Madness. Domingo plays an outspoken TV personality who rents an Airbnb in the secluded Pennsylvania woods to work on a book, but stumbles upon a murder. He ends up fighting for his life while trying to clear his name after being framed for the crime. I can't give it rave reviews, but it's not a bad thriller, mostly because of the performance of Domingo. Season 1 of The Madness is available to stream on Netflix. Speaking of Domingo, his film Sing Sing is one of 5 nominees for Best Picture by the Independent Spirit Awards. Other nominees include the Demi Moore horror film The Substance, modern-day Cinderella critics' darling Anora, A24's I Saw the TV Glow, and Amazon MGM's Nickel Boys, which will be in theaters December 13th. Many more nominations for many more award shows will be announced right around the corner, folks. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999, when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and breezy today, but the wind will die down a bit by this afternoon. Our high right around 29, the wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 14. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We're back in the 40s to near 50 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.